The contract with International Association of Firefighters Local 1264 was the second to come before the Assembly this week and the fourth of the month. On December 2nd, the Assembly approved agreements with the Anchorage Municipal Employees Association and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Unlike the extended public testimony before the previous three contracts, only two people spoke. Another contrast, the firefighters' contract attracted one more vote in support, with the final margin 7-4. Debbie Osiander, who had rejected the others, somewhat reluctantly voted for the firefighters' work rules, benefits, and wage package.
This contract is worrisome to me because of the future and because of the costs. But as with the police, I've changed my mind several times. And this one, I'm going to vote for.
Several elements of the firefighters' contract were similar to that of the police. The first-year pay raise was 3%, followed by 4 years ranging from 2.9 to 4.5, depending upon a 5-year inflation average. A municipal estimate said the increased costs over the previous contract could range from about $23 to $30 million, depending upon the inflation rate. The municipality's labor relations director, Lisa Arnold, offered a portion of her comparison of the city's current fire department wage scale with other comparable cities.
A San Jose officer is making $32.56 an hour at the top pay step, and a firefighter here in Anchorage at the fire department is $22.34. City of SeaTac, again, our wage is $22.34, and their wage for a 5-year officer, that's not even the top step, but for a 5-year officer is $26.61.
Like the police, under the new contract, the firefighters gave up their current health plan for one less attractive, saving the city about $225,000 during the first year alone. While the firefighters didn't have the packed chambers of supporters that marked the previous three assembly contract considerations, they showed they'd learned from the others. Tom Westcott, a captain at Station 5 in Spinard, presented the union's case for the contract. He repeatedly tried to reassure assembly members that despite the 5-year contract, with no wage reopener option, his union would respond should the economic downturn impact city finances.
The IIFF has always and will always sit down with management in tough times and work with them. We have a proven track record. You don't need to take my word. In 2004, we sat down. There was no wage opener. We just sat down and gave back a raise.
He's referring to when in 2004 the city faced an over $25 million budget shortfall. Westcott also listed future cost savings the union would back concerning hiring and academy attendance, dispatch shifts, and outside training. He emphasized how there were no salary steps within the department. Increases beyond the one based on the 5-year inflation average came only when a firefighter had passed tests and through competition was selected for a higher position with more responsibilities. Assemblymember Dan Coffey found this fourth city contract more attractive than the previous three.
There's a lot of things in this contract, and I spent a lot of time reading it. There's a lot of things I really, really like in here.
But Coffey also said his major concerns about a 5-year instead of a 3-year contract during an uncertain economy remained. And he repeated his position that the new mayor to be elected in April should have a chance to influence the labor contracts that would exist during her or his entire term. Coffey voted no, as did Bill Starr, Chris Birch, and Jennifer Johnston. Voting yes were Osiander, Chair Matt Clayman, new Vice Chair Harriet Drummond, Sheila Selcraig, Mike Gutierrez, Patrick Flynn, and Elvie Gray Jackson. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.